one sports betting show. Good morning, Pat McAfee, Incorporated, Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
At a baby toe.
Spoken, Peter. What's wrong?
What's that?
What's wrong? You seem upset.
I was fucking sitting here trying to live bet Arsenal because there's 0-0 to Nottingham for the past 5 minutes. And they fucking wouldn't let me in. Now fucking they just scored.
Shame.
It was -130.
Why wouldn't they let you bet?
It was gray. It was fucking gray.
It was brewing probably. Or already in a VAR check.
No, it wasn't VAR. The odds weren't changing. It
wasn't fucking brewing.
It
was probably a nice slow build-up.
What are you, some corporate shill for the book?
What are you fucking...
I'm just saying it feels like they always lock it right before the goal somehow.
It was 5 minutes, dude.
Come on, man.
Are we on Villa?
Every other soccer bet is losing from yesterday. I'd like to get ahead of that.
Yeah, Luttentown staying up, brother.
Yeah, they scored 2 in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Brighton's good, too.
Luttentown isn't going anywhere.
There's rumors. They just scored their 4th. Yeah, the rumors of Liverpool getting Brighton's coach. Yeah, you can keep them. We don't want it.
Take Luttentown's coach.
No, it's Xabi Alonso or bust at this point.
Okay.
Maybe Nagelsmann.
Maybe Nagelsmann. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on,
dude? Shout out Kendrick Perkins for really, really propping up and giving the Knicks and Jalen Brunson their flowers today. That was the highlight of my day.
Okay. Nice. Mid, how are we?
We're still kicking.
Today. What the hell, man?
Are you all right?
I went like 2-4 yesterday. It sucked. Lakers lost to the fucking Rockets by like a good amount too.
That was a bit of a shit kicking, though.
Yeah, Anthony Davis isn't playing tonight.
They might lose to the Hawks.
Embiid's questionable tonight now.
Mm-hmm. The NBA's in a crapshoot. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's not my fucking fault. I'm not one of the players.
We got fucking one NHL game.
It's a tough.
We got a terrible NBA slate. I will tell you this right now. It is a phenomenal college basketball.
Okay. It is a nice college basketball slate.
Very good.
Why don't we start there then?
Why don't we, Tony? Why don't you start? What's your favorite play of the night, Tony?
I don't have any say, baby. I got one hockey and I have one NBA.
All right, then I'll start. I like the Miami Hurricanes at home. I forget who they have.
They're at NC State, but I do
they're
like
at NC well, State. Bruce. I thought they were at home, but I still like them. And then, the basketball Egg Bowl takes place tonight.
Beautiful.
Mississippi State goes to Ole Miss. Give me Ole Miss money line there as well. Chris Beard, Tough Barn, let's get it.
Yeah, I agree with you on both of those, Bruce.
Nice. Okay, nice. Let's go, boys.
Oh, wait, Guppy, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
How do you feel about NIU going into Central Michigan?
Ooh, what was the line there?
I have Central Michigan money line at -160. It's at 175 now. I still like it for a parlay piece.
Good luck out there. I'm not on that one tonight, but I would lean that way.
What do you got,
dude? I like Bowling Green money line at Ball State. I don't think Marquette should be dogs at Villanova. Give me Shaka Smart and the boys catching 2.5. Texas Tech is catching 5.5 at TCU. I like that as well. Syracuse catching 4.5 at Boston College. Big game there. Illinois, short favorite on the money line at Ohio State. I think Illinois wins that. I like Iowa money line at Indiana. The line flipped. Iowa was +1.5 last night, but I'll go with Iowa on the money line. Give me Colorado State at home, money line versus San Diego State. That's another big game, actually. And then I don't know what this line is. Wyoming's catching 3.5 at Air Force. I don't know why.
Okay.
I will gladly take Wyoming +3.5.
Okay.
Yep.
Fucking good Say Bay Bay slate.
Well, to round out my parlay, I'm going to go with UNC at Georgia Tech money line. It's -430. It's not really adding a lot of value, but we got Iowa money line coming into Indiana. That's really where this pick lies. All three of them parlay together +270.
Okay. over to the professional hardwood.
Yes.
The aforementioned New York Knicks.
Yes, sir.
That is my one play of the night.
4.5.
4.5. You know, I probably would have put him in a money line parlay if I liked any of the other games tonight. Yeah, the Knicks are on a back-to-back, but so are the Jazz.
So are the Jazz.
So am I super worried there? No. I expected you to sit down. That's on me. That's on me.
I ain't sitting down for two games.
There's two?
I ain't doing it.
There's two?
Yeah, hey.
But there's only one.
There's two games, but there's only one pick tonight.
It's the Blues.
And it's the Blues.
Yeah. It is the Blues, Blues, Blues. Changed my mind. I also have another pick. I am going against the Hungry Shocks.
Give me Kraken
in 60.
Bruce?
In the Shock Tank.
The Shocks aren't a standalone kind of an outfit. They need to be amongst the fray. Eight-game night. They'll sneak in the back.
It needs to be a feeding frenzy.
Yes.
Playing some of their best hockey lately.
They are?
They are.
I was not going to go against the Shock.
You taking the Kraken in 60?
Kraken in 60.
Blues in 60 for me.
I'll just take the Blues on the money line minus 150.
Same. And then Kraken in 60. Good luck.
Good luck.
Probably Shock Tank plus 195.
Back to the Knicks. I laid the 168.
Is that Anobi playing tonight?
He's questionable, but he was just added to the point total pool. Brunson, like you could do Knicks and Brunson 25 plus, but I'm actually going to get a little fancy, probably backfire. I'm going to go Dante DiVincenzo 15 plus, OG Anunoby. If he doesn't play, obviously it'll just void that leg 15 plus and the Knicks money line. And then I'm also on the Knicks. The point being is that like how many games in a row is Brunson just going to score 33 points. I'm starting to get worried of just hammering the 25 plus wave, because if they blow him out, they could just stop on 23, have 12 assists. You know what I mean? Sit down, not play the fourth quarter, which was the last time that he didn't score 30 plus.
Is Halliburton playing tonight?
Yes.
Halliburton is playing.
Celtics on the back to back.
I actually like the under of that game.
Ooh.
Full game total under 245 and a half. The Pacers have been slowing it down a little bit comparatively
with Siakam. What was that?
Slowed it down with Siakam.
Slowed it down with Siakam. And also, I think with Halliburton coming back, they're going to like, they are really going to try and slow the pace, like, see if they can get some rhythm, actually, like, win this game. It's a huge game. I really do lean Boston minus the 8, though, just because, I mean, they're still fucking Boston. Like, Indiana's going in there. They're not, like, world
beaters. Pacers played them tough this year.
Yeah, they played everybody tough. Like, this is one of their bigger spreads they've actually had.
Who's out for the Lakers tonight?
Lakers!
Anthony Davis is out.
LeBron's in?
Maybe.
LeBron's questionable.
Yeah, they're going to lose to the Hawks.
At 6.5?
Yeah, bro. I mean, I'm not going to fucking bet them.
Call me crazy. I think that's too many points. I don't care who's playing for the Lakers.
It certainly is.
You taking the Hawks?
No, I'm taking the Lakers.
Okay.
They're catching 6.5 now?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, the Hawks suck. Like, that's the thing that's really...
I get the Lakers just got blown up by the Rockets, but they were... That is...
The Rockets are a lot better than the fucking Hawks, though. Like...
6.5 is a lot of points.
Dude, the Hawks are one of the worst teams in the NBA. Like, what the...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Another takeaway from the Knicks game last night, the Hornets are so bad.
Did you see the bench?
Yeah. LaMelo Ball laughing on the bench. I mean, they got Brandon Miller. Like, I don't really understand. And they had
He's had some highlights lately.
They had Terry Rozier. Like, I don't really understand why they suck as bad as they suck.
Feels like a culture thing.
I mean, maybe. Brandon Miller did have a career high 29. That's kind of cool.
He's starting to come on.
He's playing.
Yeah, my was also playing.
In the Pacers-Celtics game, I do not have a side, but this player prop parlay will not lose. We're getting reduced steam on Halliburton assists.
Oh, okay.
So 10 plus is fairly affordable. Halliburton 10 plus assists and Pascal Siakam 15 plus points. I love this ticket, boys. I really do. Siakam's been pouring in. I think he's averaging like 23 since coming to the Pacers. That people are thinking, oh, Halliburton back. He's going to take away points from Siakam. But I actually think, on the contrary, my friends, the Halliburton assist machine is just going to help Siakam score even more.
Huh.
I love this play. Mispriced.
Who's out for the Celtics?
I agree with
you. Who's out for the Celtics?
Yeah.
Is Porzingis playing?
Al Horford is Porzingis questionable.
Probably Porzingis. Yeah, he's probably
yellow.
I also like Chicago laying 6.5 with Toronto coming into town.
Talk Toronto has been on a schneid.
Yeah, Toronto has been on a schneid, and both their guys that they got from the Knicks are both not playing. Quigley and RJ Barrett, they're both out.
RJ's got a knee.
Yeah, I got RJ out. Wow. Quigley's out for sure. I got him as questionable.
He's questionable.
I thought he was out, but
Sixers Warriors is frozen.
That's not good. That means that Joel Embiid's up in the air. I saw that he was also questionable.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to go with the 76ers plus 3.5 if he plays. I wanted to get eyes on that. And
I don't think you're going to get it at playing. +3.5 if he's playing.
Well, probably should. Honestly.
I'm seeing plus 4.5 here.
Are you locked? Mine's locked.
Mine is not +4.5 76ers.
Fuck is going on.
Okay, so Embiid's not fucking playing. I'm not betting that game. Fuck that game.
I mean, you don't have to comment the game that hard.
I don't mind that for Mitt. I mean, what the 76ers have been doing.
The 76ers have been... This should be like...
Something has happened from the league.
I want both these
guys hurt. What do you want?
He wasn't on the report till 15 minutes before the game.
Guy got hurt.
We have our this year funny, kind of funny, but also a baller Pro Bowl quarterback.
Yeah, I saw.
Gardner Minshew is not, a Pro Bowler.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Indy had a Pro Bowl quarterback this year. Let's go. Yes.
Love the Pro Bowl.
That's hilarious.
I'm happy for Gardner.
He's going to win MVP.
I wish he still had his RV. That'd be cool to see out there wherever they are.
Nobody said they weren't happy for Gardner.
You don't seem it.
Is he on a 1 year with the Colts?
I have no idea. Bring him back.
No, he's
let Minshew cook.
He's definitely on more than 1 year.
Yeah. It's on a 4 year.
Yeah, 4 year, 20 million.
Probably.
Best quarterback in the league. Wow, we watched a Pro Bowler play all year. Tony.
1 year, 3.5 schmil.
Oh, that's it?
Yep.
With an option to come back for 45 million.
Yeah, dude. Legit. That's what
it'll happen. That guy's a Pro Bowl quarterback. Any footy more?
Yeah, I like Spurs money line versus Brentford. I mean, I don't love going against Ivan Tony, but Spurs at a decent price. And then
are you serious?
What
are we doing here?
What do you mean?
It's Ivan Tony to score, maybe both teams to score. The Spurs are live to lose this, and Ivan Tony's net in one. There's no doubt
about it.
Why are you mad?
What's going on right now?
Are you not a Spur?
Are you trying to mush your own team right now?
No, I am a Spur. I had a large sum of money on them double chance against Man City, and they conceded in the 89th. So am I a little mad at my Spurs right now? I tell you what. But I know that I sat with egg in my mouth, sitting next to you, a couple ales on the table, well before noon, and we watched Ivan Tony net one.
Yeah, it was his first magical game back.
Yeah, and in his second game back, what's he going to do? Gonna net one again?
I don't know. I would hope that the Spurs would beat Brentford, is what I would hope.
I hope so too, but Ivan Tony scoring at least one.
All right.
I couldn't tell
this guy's problem.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of teams lose to Man City. Losing to the 89th is.
I will say everything DB made me even more upset that Gus Edwards and Lamar Jackson only ran the ball 11 times. That is one of the biggest failures in the history of the NFL.
You didn't see Baldy's breakdowns? They got fucking dominated on first down.
I'm agree with, like, what game plan the Ravens rolled out there was maybe one of the...
Chiefs ran the ball 32 times. Yeah. Ravens ran it 16. They're the best rushing team in the league.
Got owned in the trenches.
Oh, my God. Panicked. They didn't.
Talked about this, Bruce. They went down early and panicked. They haven't been down.
They went down 10 and didn't run the football
for
the rest of the game.
They haven't been down in fucking 6 months.
So lack of faith in their own defense.
You calling Baldy a liar?
The lack of faith in their own defense.
I wouldn't call Baldy that.
I love Baldy's breakdowns, but Gus Edwards did leave that game with 3 carries, averaging 6.7. Maybe a 4th carry would have done him a little good. One of the best defenses to ever not make the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
Shut down Patrick Mahomes for a half.
Not enough.
Borderline 3 quarters.
Not enough.
fucking terrible, boys.
Didn't you say like, oh, they're giving us Mahomes as a dog again?
I know they're gonna win. He's gonna propose to Taylor Swift on the field. I get it.
I don't think they are. I believe in these Niners. I really do.
Line is back to 2.5.
Yeah, and 72% of the money is on the Chiefs.
Wow. All right, I'm starting to warm up my Niner wagon yet again.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. The key is back in the ignition of the Brock Purdy Express.
We got a long time to do that.
Yeah, we do. But fuck, and the Bills should have beat them too.
Bills probably should have.
Bills?
I'm not doing it.
I'm just saying. It would be poetic if this was like the 13-3.
Yeah, like, I mean, it hasn't been fucking like whirlwinds by either teams to get here, realistically. No. Like, Chiefs defense put on a masterclass against the Ravens, but the Ravens also...
49ers laid basically back-to-back first half eggs against underdogs.
Yes.
And the Chiefs have... You know, their offense has been better, but it still is nowhere near Super Bowl form. I would even venture to say that a Joe Burrow Bengals would probably knock him out.
I wouldn't argue that there. My worry is with the Niners is watching what Laporta did. Because if that's what Laporta did, and I said this yesterday, what the fuck's Kelce going to do?
Yeah, banged up Laporta.
Yeah, and like didn't feel like Wilkes was making any adjustments.
Yeah, they're gonna win again. I'm not sick of it. I'm not sick of them. They're amazing.
I don't care. Like I don't. It doesn't bother me. I literally, in my heart of hearts, I want to see Kyle Shanahan win a Super Bowl.
Me too.
Like I literally do.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
He does. Huh. So does John.
Win one for John.
John already has one.
John does have one.
So. All right. We'll be back tomorrow.
Is there no one else?
Tony, I got some for you.
I love it when the screen isn't on it and he says that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just look at him like, what do you got?
Well, Tony,
mm-hmm.
I heard this today and it just really resonated with me.
Sure.
Nothing of significance happens when you're by yourself. It's a quote from Tom Brady.
Ooh, on, okay.
That show.
Couldn't disagree more.
It's 7-time Super Bowl champion, Tom Brady.
I know.
There are thousands and thousands of people who have died alone with no one around.
Holy fuck. Good luck.
Confidence.
Hammer.
Die. God.